Dozens turned out to speak or just see how the council would vote at Thursday's meeting. At issue is whether or not Olson's liquor store will move from an underused location inside the Willow Tree Bar to a new country store on Raspberry Circle up Lake Road. It's a state license, but the city has the right to protest, Mayor Alice Ruby told the council.
And in this case, the city filed a letter of protest, and our letter was based on a lack of public notice. That's the justification we put in the letter.
That happened in August. Whether or not the owner, Mike Keenan, met the statutory requirements for public noticing has been a moot point for many. They say he could have done a much better job letting his neighbors know his plans, a sentiment Ruby also reflected.
I do feel like Mr. Keenan met the minimum standards, but in our community, the minimum just wasn't adequate. I feel like there could have been more done in advance just as a good corporate citizen.
Keenan says he has met the state's requirements and is working in good faith to open a business customers want. He attended the council meeting by phone. The general manager of the downtown liquor store, Kim Parker, made the case in person.
I'm here to ask you to remove the protest to the relocation of the Olson's liquor store. There are no zoning laws in Dillingham to separate commercial business from residential. At the Dillingham liquor store, there have been zero violations since Mike Keenan had purchased the business. I repeat, zero. We have a good working relationship with the local law enforcement and the state troopers. We operate the store in a socially responsible manner with a high regard for the law.
Parker carried with her a petition with 187 signatures in support of the new liquor store, but none others stood to speak along those lines Thursday. Instead, the council heard from 17 others who were adamantly opposed.
The increase in teenagers getting a hold of booze out there is going to be way higher. They will go to that store, try to set up ways to get booze as opposed to downtown.
I live on Mossberry, and just as a mother and I guess the person from the neighborhood, I just don't think it's a good idea.
I'm certain if there's a liquor store in that neighborhood that there's going to be increases of motor vehicle crashes and all the other associated problems with drunk driving and DUIs.
Although I do appreciate the liquor stores not having any violations, and I really do appreciate their work with law enforcement, this just isn't a good fit for the neighborhood.
That was John Montooth, Michelle Smith, Ron Bowers, and Diane Folsom. Two state troopers spoke up in opposition to the new store, saying increased alcohol sales and use would likely lead to more problems they will have trouble responding to. Rex Spofford, who also works in law enforcement, spoke as a private citizen and brought up the concern of selling alcohol so near to the Manicotic Trail.
This is the interstate in the winter for our neighbors to the west who have chosen and continue to choose to remain as local option communities, decisions that have been made by their elders and leaders who have seen the devastating impact alcohol has had on their families. The leadership in these communities are very concerned about having a liquor store in the proposed location, given the ease of accessibility and likely the increased difficulty in detecting importation activity.
Olson's liquor store says it knows how to sell alcohol responsibly and help curb trafficking to the Dry Villages and touts its zero violations and cooperation with law enforcement. But the message given to the council Thursday night was overwhelmingly in opposition and borderline prohibitionist. Juliana Montooth also lives near Raspberry Circle.
As a physician for 13 years in Dillingham, I have already seen too much alcohol-related sadness and tragedy and do not want it to increase either in my neighborhood in Dillingham or the villages. Mr. Keenan, the owner fighting for this location, will not even be in Dillingham to suffer the bad consequences of the wealth he is gaining.
In filing its initial protest in August, the council said it was hoping in part to solicit some public opinion, which it certainly received. The vote to keep the protest in place Thursday was unanimous. The owner can appeal to the ABC board, arguing he has met the state's legal requirements and that Dillingham's arguments are unreasonable, arbitrary, or capricious. The city will have to defend its protest to the board at its October 26th meeting in Nome. Public comments on the matter are due into the board by Sunday, October 16th. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.